السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. لقد جاءکم رسول من انفسکم عزیز علیہ ما عنتم حریص علیکم بالمؤمنین رؤوف الرحیم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبی اللہ لا الہ الا ہو علیہ توکلت وہو رب العرش العظیم. This is the complete ayat of the Quran Sharif, the last ayat of Surah At-Tawbah. But in the wazifa that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then in that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that whosoever recites seven times sab'a marrat, seven times in the mornings and in the evenings, from hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu up to the end, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will suffice for him for all his worries and concerns of this world and the akhirat. I've been explaining this over the past two or three days, and the reason for that is that at present we are going through a stage in our lives, or a stage in our history, where there seems to be plenty of depression, plenty of worries, plenty of concerns, anxieties, and unfortunately many people cannot just seem to take the worries and the problems, and then they have to resort to the taking of drugs, the taking of drink, and sometimes even to the taking of their lives. The reason for this is that we do not have that kind of ta'alluq or contact or relationship with our Allah Ta'ala. We think that every decision that we make, then definitely it will occur and happen as we have decided. I mentioned in one of my talks after my return from Karachi last year that there was a young person there who came to the masjid where I delivered the Jummah talk, and after that he met us. One of my friends who was with, he had a copy of the book Tafweez. The book Tafweez, which is actually a talk that I gave here, which has been transcribed, and the books are available here free of charge. So he gave him a copy of that book Tafweez, which means resigning your will to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not knowing really what that youngster's problem was, but this book was given to him. He took it home, and the next day when he came back, then he met me, and then he gave his history, and he mentioned that he is married to a film actress's daughter. So being a film actress, we know what kind of a lifestyle they have. So her daughter was also in the same fast lane, and this young person was also in that same lane, having nothing to do with deen, having nothing to do with Islam, having nothing really to do with Allah Ta'ala or Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Quran or Sunnah. But then over a period of time, somehow this young person started changing his life. And he stated that it happened because he started attending the program of Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. He just happened to be at one of his bayans there in Karachi, and then that gave him the inspiration and he started changing his life. But then it became very, very difficult for him to get his wife also to change her life, because she was from that family background where there was nothing but music, movies, and we know what kind of lifestyle they lead. So there was a kind of a depression that his wife went into when finally she also decided to make some change. But because of the criticism, the backlash, and this and that, and so many others, long, tall story he gave, because of that she went into such a depression that she says that for 3 solid years he tried every psychiatrist, he tried every book in the market to get her cured of this depression. Every kind of medication, but nothing seemed to have helped. But this is where his words, he says that last night I gave her this book and just one reading, and he says that alhamdulillah, my wife says that she doesn't require any more medication, she doesn't require any more psychiatrists, she doesn't require any more books on psychiatry or on psychology or on depression. She has found the solution to her problem and she is, according to her, cured of her depression. Now what there was in it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows, but this is not only just her experience, it's the experience of so many who have phoned or written that this is what happened after they read the book. And I always tell them that do not read that book just for information. Don't read that book just for information, because at present we got so much of information that I don't think ever in the history of Muslims of this country there was that much information available about Islam, about Deen, for young people in English as we have now. Every day we get literature that is distributed, every day we get magazines printed, every day we get books available. So there's plenty of information. Every day we listen to bayans. I said, don't read that book as a book just for information. Read it with the niyat of taking it as a prescription. If you take it as a prescription, then inshallah, it will connect you with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It will bring Allah ta'ala's muhabbat, love, into your hearts. It will create in your heart that conscious awareness that your Creator is with you all the time, that whatever decision Allah Ta'ala makes for you or for me, that is the best of all decisions. For example, as I just mentioned now, that one is for information. So information we all have, like this couplet which has come to my mind again just now whilst I'm just talking about this issue. I think this couplet I must have recited in my bayans over the past 3-4 years. If you have to count, it could probably go into more than 100 times. So that is the information, which means that many of you may have already by-hearted it. But that is information. But if you take it as a prescription, then it will have a different effect. And what is that couplet? جس حال میں بھی وہ رکھتے ہیں اس حال کو اکمل دیکھا ہے جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسحل دیکھا ہے جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کریں اس راہ کو اسقل دیکھا ہے. Through whichever route my Allah تبارک و تعالی takes me, it is the best of all routes. It is the best of all roads. He says, whichever route and whichever road that I chose for myself to reach my destination, I found that to be the most difficult route. And he says, the route or the road that my Allah chose to take me along, I found that to be the easiest of all routes. And I always explain that what this means is that there can only be 2 roads. One is the road of sabr, and the other is the road of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Either Allah ta'ala will give plenty of ni'mat, plenty of his bounties, and then test the person whether he is using these bounties of his correctly or not. If he is going to use it correctly, if he is going to use the eyes where it should be used, if he is going to use the tongue where it should be used, the ears where it should be used, the hands and feet and mind, everything where it should be used, then Allah Ta'ala promises, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are going to make shukr over my ni'mats, you are going to show gratitude, then I will definitely, most certainly, I will give you an increase in those ni'mats. And Allah Ta'ala also says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What must Allah Ta'ala do by giving you azab? Allah doesn't enjoy giving punishment. Allah Ta'ala does not enjoy sending any kind of calamities for no reason. Na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala is not just enjoying people suffering. So what will He do by giving you azab? If you make shukr, meaning that if you have a'mal salihah in your life, you make use of the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as it should be used, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to give you any kind of punishment. And if you have iman, so either Allah Ta'ala is going to give ni'mats and test, or He is going to send some kind of test in the form of calamities, disasters, sickness, weakness, ill health, loss of property, some fear, all these type of things Allah Ta'ala will send and test for sabr. And when the person makes sabr, then Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah Ta'ala is with those people who make sabr. So the person in his trials, in his tests, he has got Allah with him, and that person in the ni'mats and in the bounties, he has also got Allah Ta'ala with him. So a Muslim is never at a loss. But this only happens when we take it as a prescription, meaning that we really believe in these things, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who is controlling, and there is no other way out for us but to turn towards Him. This is what this Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu means. If we are going to turn towards Him, and we are going to make Him our friend and our wali, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. If we are going to make Him our wali, if Allah is going to become ours, then the kingdoms will be ours. Don't look at the conditions. I've repeatedly said that we look at the condition outside and we think that this person is suffering and this person is in a very good, having a very good time. Whereas suffering and good time is not with regards to how much of wealth the person has or how beautiful a home he has. There are so many people, they work the whole day, they just buy a loaf of bread. They cannot afford much, they got 5-6 children, and they go to a hut and they have that bread with some sugar water. Sometimes they just have a brick under their head and they go off to sleep. And there are so many people who have everything, the best of home, the best of wealth, the best of everything, but they cannot sleep. Why? Because there's plenty of worries, concerns, anxieties, restlessness, most of which is because of the sins that the people indulge in. Now just yesterday, I'm talking about yesterday, this is the month of Ramadan, and I don't know who the people are. Many of them, in email you cannot know who the person is writing. And also in many letters, then they just give an anonymous name or address. They put the correct address but some other name. Now this is a young girl who is at a school, and now she says that just because she cannot get married, just because she cannot get married, probably she's at the college, they say that she considered taking the gun and shooting herself. She considered slicing her hand with a knife, but then she says, I didn't know which vein to really cut. And then she says she considered taking an overdose of tablets. But what if the tablets did not work? Because tablets had an adverse effect on her health, on her. Now these type of things. And why? One of the issues was marriage, and there were other issues that were there. Now it seems that we just can't seem to get this into our hearts, that if we make Allah ours, then we will experience Allah being with us in our difficulties, in our hardships, in our problems. And it will give us such kind of peace and satisfaction in our hearts. As I always say, that it will be like thorns all around, in the midst of which the flower blooms. So people will see the thorns. They will see this person is suffering, he is sick, he's got, he's in the accident, his head is smashed and his feet are broken, his legs are broken, and see, he's got no money, he's got patched clothes. But they will not be able to see inside the heart. We only look at the outside. I conclude again on what that one sister once phoned and said. that, Maulana, if you have to see my house, then it's a palace. You will think that I'm living in a palace. I've got everything. I'm not short of anything. But if you have to really know what I am going through in this life of mine with my husband, then you will think that I'm in a prison. The abuse and the hurt that I go through because of his involvement with other women, he's a womanizer, and because of that and his other bad habits, what I go through in this house, then you will definitely say I'm in a prison. So now what would we see? We'll see the outside. So this hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, it is not just a wazifa, it is not just the recitation of some words. There is deep meaning, and I'm trying to get that across to you with whatever Allah Ta'ala puts in my mind over the past couple of days. Inshallah, even if one or two people or a few people are able to get that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because of this, these few words that are said here, then it may become the means of my salvation too. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم